Hello, hello. Hey guys, what's up? How are you doing? I hope you're all fine and stuff. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome to Because Hasna Said So. Today I have like a special guest with me, which is my best friend Hajar.
Hey guys, what's up?
Today, like, if you like guessed it from the title, the topic is going to be about like what's a real friendship. And since the topic is about friendship, I bring my friend, my best friend here, so we could like talk about our life, our friendship, and how it started, how we started to trust each other, how we found mutual interests and stuff. I have some questions for you, Hajar.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to answer them too. So, like, yeah, let's start. First, I want to welcome you to my channel.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Min, like Arabic. From here, from now and on, I'm going like to start bringing guests to my channel or my episodes. I just like have to be like sure and like certain, like if they want to, and if like it's serious, the topic is going to be serious and stuff. So that's it. First thing we're going to talk about is like how our friendship started. For me, I was like a new person in the neighborhood. I was new. We just like moved out to this like neighborhood, and then Hajar and other friends like came to say hi and stuff. I was like alone because I didn't know anybody here. So you could say from your point of view, how did you like?
Well, yeah, come? I still remember that back then you came the. Well, first of all, we were like few people in that neighborhood, and then I remember the day when you moved out, you moved in actually,
yeah,
with your parents to your house. Actually, I don't know. I was like, at first I was hesitating to come to talk because I'm not like a very sociable person. But then when that other friend was with me, we were like, okay, I mean, it's okay. Just like another human. Then we came to you, and then
I remember I was like sitting and listening to Indian music.
Yeah, she was like sitting so in the front yard of yours. And yeah, and then we said hi. She was nice. We were nice too.
Yeah.
And then we started talking like basic questions.
I remember you saw me listening to music, and I said like it's Indian music. At first I was like thinking you guys are going to say like, ew, she listened to Indian music.
No, but
what is she even doing? But then like you said, guys, oh my god, we have the same thing, we love Indian music too. And I was like, yes, finally.
Yeah, I remember then I was like in my Indian music era, and it's actually like I love Indian music.
Yeah, anyway, that's like a thing we have mutual interest in.
Yeah,
that's like how we met and how our friendship started. Like at first, like we didn't like meet a lot.
A few times a week.
Yeah. For example, when I'm like going to like to the grocery store, like I meet you and say hi, how are you? And stuff.
You know, the awkwardness.
In
the beginning.
First steps.
Yeah.
And then like sometimes like when in the evening I go, I used to like come to your house, like we sit with the other friends, like Omay Manika.
Yeah.
We sit and talk, and then like we get to know each other and stuff, which was like a good experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how like our friendship started, how like we started like talking and stuff, how we met. Now we're going to move like how we started to trust each other.
Well, that like actually this is like a very long process.
Yeah.
Because when we first met,
took us
like
5 years.
Yeah. I mean, at first we were like just, you know, normal friends, like friends, barely friends,
school friends and stuff.
We were actually neighbors, then classmates. Then it moved to be like
close
besties,
friends.
And now we're roommates.
Oh my god. It started like when we started going to school together first year in college, like our college. For you it's high school for Americans and stuff. First year in high school we were like studying, or like we went to the same class.
Mm-hmm.
We had like the same teachers and stuff. So, and because we were neighbors and we have like the same path when we go, it's so we didn't separate. We were always together.
Mm-hmm.
I guess from that, like we started to get used to each other and like get past like shyness and like oh my god, they're going to judge me. Oh my god, they're going to do this and that.
We started like not really, but
slow process.
Yeah.
It was like a slow process, but eventually it worked and it was worth it, of course. So yeah, we started like with when we were going to classes together, and then second year in high school we were like close friends.
Yeah, we even shared like our like intimate secrets.
Yeah. Like crushes and stuff, like family things and stuff.
Which
like
is everything. For me something that I wouldn't talk about it. Exactly. To anyone, you know.
Especially if you were like a shy person or like antisocial person.
Yeah.
You wouldn't trust anyone unless like they trust you first.
Yeah, it takes me too long to trust someone.
Yeah.
And talk about my secrets with him.
Yeah. So yeah, like from second year in high school, that's when everything started. Like, it things started to got like very serious, not just like friends, like from like title, like just friends and stuff. No, it was like real friendship,
and we started to meet more often.
Yeah, we started like to do things together, go out together, talk together about serious things, not just like high school and like,
you know,
like teenage like stuff and stuff.
Yeah,
that's how we started. Like, also we're going to talk about how we like found mutual interests. For me, like I would like normally just be talking about something, and then suddenly I remember something I like and I start talking about that thing. For example, when I start talking about like Marvel movies, like fictional movies and stuff, and then you said, no, I don't like that stuff, I like that. And then like that, we started to know what each other, what's the one another like.
Like. I mean, it's not necessary to be, if you are besties, it's not necessary to have the same interests.
Exactly.
But we have some stuff that we share, and a lot of stuff that we don't, but like from you, I got to know this stuff and stuff that I'm interested in.
Same for me.
Yeah, you got to know them by me.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, this is, I guess, something like very special about friendships.
Yeah.
That you started to share things that you wouldn't
to
like
acknowledge, you know, things you never like tried, or like try things you never tried, and then you're like, oh, I wish I did like this, did this thing before. I would like love it forever. For example.
Yeah, that's why I think that like having differences, it doesn't mean that it's not gonna be a successful
friendship. Not a good thing.
Friendship.
Also, like we share this thing, like when we talk like quickly, we start to like.
Yeah.
We like, it's like a thing. Also, we share Alzheimer's. So.
I actually had a problem with that. Like whenever I speak, I start to, I don't know, invent words. But now actually, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, since I found other people having the same thing, I mean, it's normal. It's not something that is like bizarre or something. So I'm cool.
Yeah. So, staying to the topic of like how we found our mutual interests. As I said, I would start talking about like things, and then she's like, yeah, I like this thing too. Or like, no, I think the other thing, which is the opposite of the thing I like, but
It's okay.
Yeah. But like, it's like you get to learn from each other, which is like a very, very amazing thing in a friendship, which where like the interests aren't like
actually,
all of them are
not
like
only
same.
In friendships, even like in every relationship, differences are something like good.
It's good. I do think that. So we're going to pass to questions.
Okay.
First question. What did you think about me when you first saw me?
Well, actually, you know, because I forgot a lot, but I actually do remember my first impression. I still remember, as I said, you moved in with your parents to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then first time I saw you, I was like, well, first of all, I was like, this girl is familiar.
Familiar?
Yeah, you were familiar. And like, I was like trying to remember if I saw you before. Then I remember that you were like, you kind of looked like a friend that I had, or not really a friend, a neighbor.
Somebody
in my,
you know,
in my ex neighborhood. And the second thing, I thought that you were like young. I didn't like imagine that you were the same age as me. Literally, I thought like you were.
Yeah, I have like small or like younger. Baby face. Yeah, yeah. Younger. What is it called? Futures in my face.
Yeah.
So, I'm literally like little miss who looks younger than like than what she when she is like. I'm literally now I'm going to turn 20 in like March, and people still think I'm 17, which is like. Man, come on.
Well, yeah, so I thought that you were younger. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, I still remember when I asked you how old are you and
what's your school year.
I was surprised and it was like, really? And they told you that I thought that you were younger than me.
Yeah, I remember right now.
Yeah. So basically, that's my first impression. And also, you had a young soul.
Huh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was like very, very childish.
Yeah. I still remember some days I see you like from my window. Uh-huh. No, running with your brother,
Ahmed.
Yeah, with Ahmed. And I'm like, oh my god.
I had like a spiritual, like. Not spiritual, I had like a childish spirit.
I mean, I do. I just like. Probably
you don't show it.
Yeah, outside.
For me, like, I didn't care. Yeah. I had to show it to everybody.
I'm like a little shy or something.
Yeah, for me, like as you know, like you came to me, so I didn't have the chance to like think about you, like from far away.
You never noticed me before.
I never did. Wow. When you came to me, I was like, oh my god, like yeah, someone's like here going to like. To want to know me because I didn't have the courage like to get in, to know people.
I guess that's why I decided to take the first step. I mean, if I was the one who like moved to another neighbor, I wouldn't like have the guts like, hi people, you wanna be my friend or something. So yeah,
I had to wait for me. I had to wait like until like I have the courage. But you guys like took the chance and like came to me, which I found like
I'm very glad amazing. We did.
As I said, I didn't have the chance to like give an impression about you because you came first to me, so I like an impression I could give it like from far away from someone, not like from the, for example, I met you the moment I met you was the first time I'm gonna meet you. Do you understand? Like, I didn't have the chance like to make an impression or a first thought about you.
I get you.
Yeah, so yeah, this is like what she thinks about me. Anyways, for the second question, for you, what's a perfect friendship?
Well, I mean, spending time together, but not necessarily. I mean, I believe that even like a long distance relationship may work. I mean, well, maybe good, but meeting more often and doing catch up sessions with each other.
Talking about life and stuff.
What happened recently to your life, with your life, things that, you know, I mean, I get those moments when I won't like to sit with someone and like talk about my day, about things that bothers me, things that makes me happy, things that makes me sad, yet I'm not like, I don't easily like, you know, talk about things.
Get along with people.
Yeah. Also, I don't talk about my feelings, even with my like own siblings. Though I'm like, I don't.
They're way too younger for that. Like, it's not also, their time yet.
Yeah. Also, the thing that I don't have like a sister.
Yeah.
I guess
that's a thing we share. By the way.
Yeah.
We have three brothers, younger brothers, and we share like a younger brother, which is like they have the same name.
Yeah.
Sad. And we are like the biggest sisters. So.
And the only daughters.
Girls, daughters for our family, so.
And that's why she doesn't have a sister to, you know.
That's why we understand our like situations when we're like, oh, I wish like I had a sister. Oh, I wish I didn't have like something like that and stuff.
Well, there's this thing that I've never wished for a sister. I'm not selfish. The thing is, no, actually.
I told you before.
Yeah. I wanted to be the only daughter.
Well, when I was younger, when I was 12, 13, I wished for a girl or for a sister. But when it didn't happen, I had like a brother instead. I wasn't like very angry. I was very happy because I didn't think about like the like they're going to take my place or stuff. I was like much older, so I already had my fun and I was special. Yeah. Like as I said, I was the only girl, so like they treat me special. But when my brothers came, it was like normal. I didn't have any problem with that. So yeah, it's actually a normal thing for to have other siblings.
Actually, for me too, I don't remember being jealous of one of my siblings. As you said, I was like the only child, and they was like kind of bored. Yeah. Then when Mu'ad came, they was like, oh my god, finally I have a brother. So I don't remember being sad because it wasn't like a girl.
Yeah,
I was fine. I was totally fine, and I remember we were so close, and yeah, it was my best days.
Same for me with Ahmed, my brother. He's like younger than me, 3 years younger than me. But when he got like when he was born,
like
yeah exactly. 3 years. When he was born, I didn't even remember. I didn't even like feel jealous or something. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what I felt.
Actually, I was because
I was young.
Yeah, yeah.
I was three years old. Like how I'm going to remember? I don't even remember what I ate yesterday. Come on, man.
And then my other brother came, and I don't remember actually being sad again.
Same.
Instead, I was like super happy. I was like, oh my god, finally another brother.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was still young. I was in sixth grade, or I guess fifth grade.
It's okay.
Okay. Okay. And I was like, happy again. I wasn't sad because it wasn't a girl, as I said before.
Yeah.
And I was saying that I was like more like a mother to him. I spent a lot
we were
of
like
time.
The second mothers.
Yeah. And
basically like when you're like one like sister with like younger siblings.
Yeah.
No matter if they're kids, they're I mean they're girls or boys, like basically you're the third parent to them. Like you're just like
yeah.
a third parent, not even a sibling.
Yeah, until now.
Because you
like,
get to raise them too, you get to witness their like childhood, and witness them
when
growing
grew up.
Basically, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's it. For me, a perfect friendship is like when you feel like you're perfectly fine and safe, and also like you don't feel any pressure in the friendship, like. Whenever you want to talk about something, you feel free or comfortable saying it. And whenever you don't want to talk about something, you also feel something like the other person doesn't like pressure you to say that or like they're okay. That's like a perfect friendship for me. Also, it's not like about sharing and everything, because if you get to share everything, like you're basically just like making everything going quickly, which is like not a good thing for me. But eventually when people know like things like that, like quickly or like in a slow process, I prefer it like in a slow process, because like as I said, like it's gonna take time and you don't know if that person is like comfortable saying it or not. So when you make pressure on that guy, on that girl in that friendship, it's not going to like be good. The guy or the girl are going to feel pressured.
So. You're not gonna feel comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how I see a perfect friendship. For the next question, which is, what's the secret to a successful friendship?
Well, there is this thing that I probably only discovered recently, which is communication.
Exactly.
Communication is like the secret recipe. Yeah. To a successful friendship, and which is this thing that I think I really do think that we have it together.
Yeah,
and I didn't have it.
I used to not have it in my previous friendship. Like
me too, actually.
And I lost that friendship because of this thing. Like I used to like bad things happened to me, and I shut up about it. That's also, what made it worse, so it didn't end up well. It's finished, it's gone. So as I said, as you said, communication is like the secret to a successful friendship.
Now, like I compare my relationship with you, my friendship with you, with other friendships, and I see like thing that makes us like close and besties like this,
and understanding
each other
with. like, it doesn't even take us, like, to talk or say something. We just understand from the first moment.
Yeah, yeah.
When these things happen, like, we understand. I understand. When these things happen, for example, when, like, you don't want to talk or you don't want, like, to have fun or something. Yeah. You just want to isolate yourself. I understand and stuff.
You give me my space and stuff. And that's cool. You know, if you have, like, a good communication with your partner, whatever it is,
boyfriend, husband,
fiancé,
best friend, just a normal friend you want to become besties with, or just like even your mom, dad, anyone, relationship, anyone. Communication is like the best things you could like gift yourself and give that person.
Talk about your feelings with him. Like if there's something in that like person that you don't like, you should tell him.
Exactly.
And ask him if there is something in you that he doesn't like, so that you can change and he can change, so we can like be the perfect puzzle with each other. And yeah, you know, talking about things that concern you both,
mm-hmm.
and you know, figure things out between you before like doing anything or take a decision or do something or say something. When you communicate and you like agree to something, like it prevents you from like fights.
Yeah.
<I'm gonna> shock. Fights and you know, any bad thing that
arguments,
may happen.
Yeah,
in your relationship.
Yeah, for example, like when someone bothers does something bothers you and they don't notice it. They don't notice that thing they're doing. But when you eventually came up to them and say, listen, buddy, these things, like, you do good things and you're, like, a good friend and stuff, but there's this thing you do I don't like. Would you please, like, make something, or, like, let's talk about it. Let's get a solution for that problem. And, of course, if you know, if you think or feel like I do something that bothers you too, tell me I don't have any problem.
Yeah.
That's communication. That's, like, what's gonna, like, make your friendship
mm-hmm,
work.
Mm-hmm.
Unless if you don't do that things, it's not gonna work.
It's gonna be a toxic friendship.
Yeah. People like the two sides are going to hate on each other secretly because they don't have the courage or they don't like communicate. Even mm-hmm. like if you don't like each other and pretend that they do, eventually it's gonna end up like traumatizing. Also, like a bad experience in friendship. It may even like give you a bad like idea about friendship, so you like will want to isolate yourself and never have another relationship or friendship with somebody else, which is a bad thing, of course.
Yeah.
So communication.
Yeah. And there is this thing, my relationship with Ikram, our mm-hmm. third roommate.
Yeah.
Like we don't have, me and her, we don't have this kind of communication.
And to be honest, like to be clear, I mean they were friends way before I became their friend.
Yeah. But yet we were like fine.
Yeah.
I mean these differences appears like after years, like not in first six of friendship. But yet we were like okay, we have things, but I won't say that we like talked about the things that bother her and me and
mm-hmm.
things that bothered me and her,
mm-hmm.
but we managed somehow to like keep our friendship, and you know, I guess it's actually I'm always in a bad temper and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like totally the opposite. She's like always calm.
She's calm. She's nice, cool. She doesn't give a damn about anything. I mean, we could like disappear. Somebody could kidnap us, and she would like, they're probably just sleeping. They're probably just outside. They're probably just doing something. She's nothing
like
panicking.
She is like the nicest person ever.
Yeah, but of course.
That's why I mean, yeah.
She's just so calm and like so cool that she like sometimes like. She won't even notice us talking. She like when we're out together, like me and her and Hajar.
Mm-hmm.
I became American. Me and her and Hajar. it's just like me and Hajar talking, and she's totally zoned out. Like she puts on her headphones, and like she forgets completely about
it. I think that because like she thinks, and she said that before, that
she doesn't have the things.
Yeah,
that,
the same interests as us.
Yeah.
Yet it's not like a reason, you know, to build this, you know, this
wall
between us. I mean, I think she is working on it, And I'm glad.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, our two last time when we hung out.
Mm-hmm.
She was open.
Totally
different person.
Yeah.
Was like laughing, like making
jokes.
Yesterday and also the day before when we went.
When we went to Decathlon and stuff.
Yeah. So I'm glad she's doing progress and then you know.
We're proud besties.
Yeah, Ikram, bravo.
That's like like a secret or like a perfect friendship. So communication, as I said.
Yeah, communication.
For the last question, mm-hmm. when did you say like that's it? This is like the girl I want as a best friend, and this is the girl like I'm gonna work on. Or like I'm gonna do my best to like keep her as my friend, no matter what.
Well, there's this thing about me, which is like, when I like someone, I'm like. I don't like to build like feelings mm-hmm. like friendship, of course.
I know. The way you start talking about
and so, like I'm sure that person like worth it, mm-hmm. and also he's not like give up on me on some point.
What's the signs that person gives you so you could think like maybe I can trust this person.
Well, first of all, I started to enjoy like your company.
Mm-hmm. Because yeah. I'm fun, you know. I told you, anybody, like everybody's invited. Like, even if we weren't, like, close friends, like, you're gonna have fun no matter what. It's approved, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's approved for my best friend.
Well, there's the thing. When we were, like, 3 years of high school,
mm-hmm.
we were friends. Yeah, but I still felt
close as this, like...
Yeah, this. I still felt like... Especially when you had that friend, I don't know if I should say her name, but whatever.
Yeah.
You were like closer to her. Reem. I said it.
Okay, Reem.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought like we weren't like that close as now.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that like any moment you're gonna like leave with her and like just leave
you
us.
Even
so,
confronted me about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's,
no.
That's why I tried to keep my space so
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I won't get heartbroken, you know. Yeah. I'm so fragile, and last thing I want is to like to build, you know, this affection with someone, and then he goes like and like, yeah, bye.
Yeah, I don't do that. Like actually, when you comfort me about it, I told you like I don't do things like that because I'm always heartbroken in friendships, especially like you know like my last experience in friendship was like traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never do something like that because I know the feeling how like that person is going to feel. So when you said like I feel like you found someone else, that's why you don't want to be friends with mm-hmm. us and stuff. I was like, no, it's not like that. It's just because like. We weren't like
you and we started like this communication stuff.
Yeah. We were. I confronted you. Where like I feel like I don't feel comfortable mm-hmm. with stuff. That's why I had to take my space too.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys thought I was like because I found someone else, like which is like not true. Just because I wasn't like that open. You know, I like I'm always smiling, but never like giving like a chance to somebody like to know what's going on in my head or what I'm thinking about and stuff. But eventually we managed to like figure it out like
last year.
Yeah, we confronted each other, which is like the thing, like a communication, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what happened. I guess these are all the questions. Like, yeah, I didn't say like when was the moment I said that that's it. This is like my friend, like I'm gonna keep.
Well, I didn't answer that too, actually.
Yeah, you didn't.
Well, basically, as I said, the 3 years of high school, I was like, I wasn't sure because I thought that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have this affection that we have now. Mm-hmm. But then, our first year in university, when we moved together, we mm-hmm. were like roommates and stuff, and we spent like literally from like
every day
the
together.
Morning to the to like. The night with each other talking about different stuff, you know, we built this, you know,
pure friendship.
Yeah, so I was
like
okay,
it's very pure, like there's no like hate or like
yeah.
there's no like jealousy,
like we
talk
things
pure.
Out our you know emotions to each other,
we make everything clear.
Yeah, then we were like yeah, I was like, this is my bestie. And they were like so happy. Now, I'm not ready to, you know, to...
to add somebody else. Like, that's, we're enough.
Yeah. Actually, now I'm here. This is the second year here in Agadir. Mm-hmm. Agadir. Like, Congo. And, like, I'm still, like, I have other friends, but, like, just, you know, in the surface. Them in the surface. My besties are Hasna, Ikram, and there is my cousin, and she's like a sister to me since I know her since the day, like, I remember being Hajar. So, yeah, Sarah.
Yeah.
So, I'm so glad I have them. I keep saying this thing to myself.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I have them in my life, and I thank God every day for, you know, having such a beautiful friends as them.
Yeah. Especially when it's like pure.
Yeah.
If you get the meaning by pure, like, there's like
there isn't like
no competition, mm-hmm. no nothing. We just like support each other and love each other, and we have fun. Like, especially like we're silly as f. So everything makes us laugh.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing for me. I don't care what people think. Since like we're having fun and laughing, like
people will always have something to say, yeah. whether you're a good person or a bad person. So
like, F them.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Like, we talked for half an hour right now, and I haven't gave like my like point of view about like what is it. That's it. That's like my friend and stuff. I remember like when I was like, yeah, that's it. Like when I lost the other person, my ex best friend,
mm-hmm.
when I lost her, I was like, I compared you with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there's a huge difference. Of course there's like a huge difference. And I compare situations like when I'm confronting you. You understand, but when I confront her, she doesn't understand. She manipulates me to become like, she blames me mm-hmm, for everything. Mm-hmm. Even though I was like...
She doesn't admit when she's wrong.
Exactly. And all I needed at that time is somebody who's understanding. Mm-hmm. And you guys were understanding. Even if like we were not like, that close, as you said, at the first beginning. But eventually I knew that if we stick together and we like... give each other chances,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna become besties, like real besties, mm-hmm. perfect friendship. So that's the moment when I thought like, yeah, I should like keep this person. I should like work out more on like opening up to you. So yeah, that's the moment. And yeah, like I'm glad, like I always say it to you, I even said it in the first episode, like I'm always glad I have friends like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and I hope to keep it till death.
Yeah, we're planning on dying and getting like buried in the same grave, yeah. of course, so we could laugh in the grave too. But yeah, inshallah, like we keep like this friendship forever and ever and ever. Like we work together, we will travel together, we do anything together, inshallah. Like God knows how, like how we feel, how we think about each other. So of course, like we love each other for God. So of course God is going to keep this friendship, inshallah. And yeah, this is it. This is like our episode for today. Thank you, Hajar Besti, for today.
You're welcome. There's this thing that I want to say.
Yeah.
Well, basically, this is my first time recording like something like this.
Yeah.
Podcast or
and
something.
And she's like so open.
Yeah, and like we managed to get it from the first time.
Yeah.
I was.
This is our first try, by the way.
Yeah, and we were like, I was.
I
like,
was thinking that I was going yeah, to start to tremble
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
So, but it didn't happen. Like we were like we.
We'll keep laughing or yeah. something like this. But yeah, we managed to do it, and I'm proud of me and you.
Yeah, we are proud of each other.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is like our episode. What's the?
I mean,
friendship?
We might have like, you know, done some grammatical mistakes,
of course,
which is okay because English is our second language, mm-hmm. and it's totally
but
fine.
We're like very good at it, like we're not perfect at it, but very good at it, like
yeah,
we're like almost mastering it, so yeah, it's okay.
I think that even if I talked in Arabic, I would like stutter and say like
yeah. We don't even like talk good, like we don't like tremble while we're walking in Arabic. So imagine in English and stuff.
So yeah.
Even though like right now I feel like not that like, I didn't like tremble while talking a lot because like I don't know what, how did it happen, but in the previous episodes I was like blah, blah, blah,
every I'm second because I'm here
of course yeah so yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to our episode. Make sure you guys go and follow my friend on Instagram. I'm gonna put it like in the title. Yeah, make sure also you listen to my previous episodes if you haven't. There's like two episodes. Yeah. This channel or this podcast are going to be available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts every Sunday. So have a good day, guys. Thank you so much. Yay. And goodbye.
Bye.